day, Richie. Do you know that?
You know what they say.
It is a
I'm here. It's a good day.
Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, hail, hail, the gang is all here. Roberta will have a report as to what research she's done over the weekend. The Queen of Cheap returns to the Good Day program. Meanwhile, watching things, trying to stroke something new. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, speak what you think today in hard words, and tomorrow speak what tomorrow thinks in hard words again, though it contradicts everything you said today. Kind of reminds me of science. Science disproves itself every day. Today,
it reminds me of politicians.
Well, there's some of that as well, Roberta. There's some of that as well. As a matter of fact, here's an example of that. And the system is now DOA. There's a review that was published this weekend of 39 states where state and local judges are elected by voters instead of being appointed. And the review found that judicial ethics rules are failing to address the flood of campaign cash from lawyers and litigants that are aimed at getting special favors from judges who are elected. Duh. The Citizens for American Progress issued this report card, showed that 34 of the 39 states where judges are elected got either a D or an F for completely failing. Only five states received something over a D.
Very interesting.
The election cycle spent $34.5 million on getting local judges. That's $1 million
sure.
each state to get these judges. These are lawyers who are buying judges. That's basically,
you know why?
This is the same thing where Monsanto affects the referenda question or anybody. This now, the floodgates are open for all, thanks to Citizens United and then the ruling last 2 weeks ago by the Supreme Court to make this country completely inoperable.
Buying elections on all levels.
Buying elections. Okay, now why, Richie?
We have seen over the past 5 to 10 years that people in whatever state, pick a state, go out and vote for a referendum on a particular thing.
Right.
The assisted suicide, drugs, gay marriage, pick a topic.
Yep.
And they vote one way or the other.
Yeah.
And the people of that state pass a law. Then a judge overturns it. And
you,
the judicial,
you're a federal judge, right?
It's a circuit court. The judicial branch of our government is absolutely in control of what we want nowadays. No matter what you want. If you want it, just do whatever it is. So if people
are
buying and placing judges in there based on their political, you know, leanings, we have no control. So first we have the Congress in there. They can't do anything because they're at a stalemate on everything. Then we have the judges who are just like, well, you can vote whatever you want. I'm going to overrule it based on what I think it should be. It's a load. It is an absolute load.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to have another item that'll send you off into the ozone? How many people remember the story of Justina Pelletier?
Yes.
All right.
Ooh, the girl that has been taken away from her family for a year, right?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's in the hospital in Boston.
She's in Framingham. She's in Framingham.
She was sick, and a nurse or a low-end doctor decided that
first-year resident slash intern
decided that she was better off in the hands of the state, and they
claimed that the parents were abusing her, and the state took note of this and sent in their investigators and declared that the parents were unfit to take care of this child, 15 years of age, who had some sort of strange disease that they couldn't address in Connecticut, so they brought her to Massachusetts, to Mass General, and they went to Tufts first, and somehow or other they ended up at Mass General. I'm not sure which came first, but this guy was at Mass General. And so the courts originally sided with the hospital, said that the parents were unfit, Meanwhile, everybody that knew these parents knew that they
unfit
were loving
because they didn't agree with the medical.
Correct. Yes, right. Yeah, they did not agree.
Right.
Yep. And they brought, by the way, the child came here voluntarily. The parents were looking for better care for the daughter who has some kind of a strange disease. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, and she's gotten worse in the hands of the state, though.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And by the way, the unfortunate part about this is it's not focused on the disease that's the story. It's the focus on the political, right back to what you were just talking about, Richie, the political aspirations of certain judges wanting to make a big splash in the news media.
Right.
And therefore, this kid, for a year, has been away from her parents and under the jurisdiction of the state. So the state finally last week said this girl is free to go back to Connecticut to be treated or to be with her family. So over the weekend, it was Mother's Day, the mother, Linda Pelletier, wanted to be with her daughter. She wanted to see her daughter. Remember, they haven't been able to see this daughter for months and months and months.
Why can't they see her?
The Mass Department of Children and Families, which had custody of her against the family's wishes, denied her request. So she posted a video that maybe we should put up, Kenny, at DougStefan.com, or in some way, shape, or form, we ought to see what it was that this woman said on her video about why she was deprived the right to see her daughter. Remember,
who was literally wilting away in
right.
the hospital.
Well, the daughter is dying.
Right.
Dying. And they won't let the parents, even though they have said that she can go with the parents next week or whenever it is, but Mother's Day, they couldn't see her. This is how corrupt, and I'm basically telling you this story sort of in tandem with what Richie was saying, because this is how corrupt the system has become across the board, pretty much. Across the board, there are these kind of things happening, not in the best interests. There's just because the government is like everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can't turn in your life
yep.
without the government being in your face, no matter what it is that you're doing. Whether you're in business,
God help
just
the state of Massachusetts if this girl dies under her care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. They will have an outrage.
Yeah, well, there were all kinds of protests going on at the hospital over the weekend.
I'm sure.
Yeah, because they couldn't get in.
The whole country is behind the parents here.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to the intern. No one seems to know who that guy is.
You think he's still around?
Ugh.
He's gone to Alaska. All right. In a moment.
You would think that TMZ would be following that guy or somebody like that would be following that.
It's not
that
sexy
intern.
Because it's not somebody
right.
that everybody knows.
It's not
it's
about
not
Magic
the Kardashians. The thing was happening with the Kardashians, they'd be all over it. But no. Not
you would think that some reporter would be all over that guy.
Well, I think that some local reporters have been all over him, and they've been thwarted to a point. Now, I have two things now. I'm
What is that?
Roberta, can you put your phone on silent, please?
Okay.
I feel like I'm a little kid. We need to turn the page. Remember,
Roberta
those?
And her Queen of Cheap report. I'm in a quandary here, Richie. I have a very interesting story about something going on in China, and I have Roberta and the Queen of Cheap report. Maybe we'll do the Chinese story at the bottom of the hour, and we'll do Roberta and her Queen of Cheap report in a matter of a moment, so you can find out how you can save money. I'll tell you how you can save money on coffee. Free coffee. Roberta, are you drinking the BuzzBox coffee?
Oh, I love
this
the BuzzBox coffee.
Most people do really
it gives me
like
a buzz.
It. They do. Like you need it. The essence that I was looking at the letter that goes out to all the people who are who go to DougStefan.com, click on the BuzzBox, and get a free pound of coffee. A letter goes out to the folks listening to Good Day about BuzzBox coffee. Explaining that I am a firm believer in helping people who are in need, especially children, and that's why I've partnered with the World Vision people so we can buy some dairy cows and provide milk to a couple of thousand children every day. That's really what I'm aiming to do here. There's no real money in this for me. The money is being used to help the folks that are trying this World Vision organization is really something special. If you care to read about it, you can do that when you go to the BuzzBox Coffee logo. When you go to the BuzzBox Coffee box, you'll see a lot of information about the way to have an impact around the world. With every BuzzBox Coffee purchase, 10% goes towards supporting the World Vision cause. My tying in with it here at my Eastleigh Farm in Framingham. So, 1,000 Good Day listeners, buy BuzzBox Coffee. You'll help find the 25 dairy cows that will go over there and produce 64,000 gallons of milk, which is 8 million ounces of milk. That's 22,000 ounces of milk a day, enough to provide an 8-ounce cup of milk for 2,800 to 3,000 children a day. That's the aim of this project. Plus the fact you'll have superb, marvelous coffee. BuzzBox Coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, available at DougSteffen.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
CD deals on special month displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No.
To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No.
To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no.
About...
Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm gonna...
No.
Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day, even resume software. Now get a 20% off coupon for your K-Cup purchase. Staples, make more happen.
Coupon valid 5/11 to 5/17/14 in store, online, or by phone. Limit one coupon per customer while supplies last.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Whoa!
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Whoa, ho, ho! Let's get to the bargains today. Queen of Cheap Box at DougSteffen.com. What do we have, Roberta?
Lots of bargains. Let's start with the 2014 entertainment book. You know, those books that you have all the different coupons for different cities, everything from hotels to movies to bowling, et cetera, restaurants. Right now, they're on sale, two for $25 and free shipping. Yes, I know we're well into the year, but hey, it's the beginning of the vacation season. You're going to a different city for vacation? Get one of these books. Just one coupon will probably save you the cost of buying the book, or buy two, give one to grandma and grandpa in a different city. You get the idea. These books can really save you mucho buckos. If you like to brag about all of the
dinero,
stuff that you
Robert.
Do, if you want to show off pictures of your kids or your grandkids or other people's kids or your hamsters or whatever, Walgreens is offering a free photo brag book that's through the 14th. All you pay is your shipping and handling. We tell you how to get that at DougSteffen.com. Now, if you don't know where all that money is going, you make the money, you put it in the bank, and then poof, it's gone. Well, we got a free ebook for you, Dave Ramsey's Guide to Budgeting, and we also have a way to tell you how to get free fries, onion rings, or ice cream with a $1 donation at Burger King, all at the Queen of Cheap at DougSteffen.com.
We're giving out coupons for the dairy store, Richie.
They're
good for free ice cream. Anybody walk up and down the street, give them to people. We had 400 people in line yesterday.
Whoa. Wow.
To get some ice cream.
A lot of ice cream.
Yeah, it sure is. 21 after. Ice cream, you scream. We all scream for Roberta. All right.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale.
Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Often do here during this moment or these moments of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta and Kenny and Richie and Jennifer and I and you enjoy some review of the top five songs from a particular week, that is this week, second week of May 1970, number of five, S&G with Cecilia. Crank it up, Richie. Like this?
Who, S&G?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Those guys.
That's who they are. You didn't really not know who it was. You're just trying to get me to tell the audience that doesn't know who.
Yes. You're very smart.
Really? Me smart, Doug Steffen, me very smart.
I will go out on a limb and say that Paul Simon is one of the most creative Americans of our century.
How'd you get along with his wife? Okay, is that all set? Jennifer, you're the gossip.
I am. I haven't heard much after their last run-in with the law. I think they're
okay.
Yeah,
but they seem to be
they're all right.
Hunky-dory.
They were just maybe enjoying the adult beverage.
That could
you know.
Be a little upset about certain things. We all have those moments in our relationships. That's number five, Cecilia. Number four during this week in 1970, belonged to the Beatles.
And when the broken hearted
Paul,
living in the world agree,
last round of
there
Beatles.
Will be
listen to Ringo.
But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be.
This is Paul's.
Let it be. Let it be.
This song is so simple and
brilliant.
Yeah.
Let it
be.
Listen to Ringo, you meant listen to Paul?
I just, you know, obviously Paul's voice and
yeah.
Piano.
You're listening to the drums.
Are amazing in this, but I say it's so simply brilliant because Ringo's just back there just kind of keeping the beat.
Yeah.
And it's just so simple. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
It has to be hard. I don't know.
And then look, here's where George comes in and just jam.
Most of the time when they did this, they, as Richie suggested, just jammed because they knew each other so well. They knew the music so well. They didn't need it on a piece of paper. They just felt it. And that's what this is all about.
And a whole lot of Sir George Martin.
Yep. Yeah, good production values.
They're just classic.
Yeah.
Classic stuff.
All the right
here's
things.
Some more classic stuff for you. Let's rock and roll.
Number three this week, 1970, The Ides of March, an and I'm Your Vehicle, Babe. This is a one-hit wonder, but one that impacted lots of people. I love you.
I need you.
I want you. Got to have you, girl. Got to have you. I love you. Voice.
No,
that
I
is
do.
A good smoky voice as opposed to what's his face that we don't like?
Got that raspy, gravelly voice.
McDonald's, Michael McDonald.
Oh, yeah. Quite the opposite of the next hit here, guys.
Yep. Jackson 5. This is when they really sound
like
good.
Start moving and dancing, you know?
Yeah, you have to get moving when you listen to this. Number two this week in 1970 belonged to the Jackson 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, ABC.
Let's rock and roll again.
Number one. Guess Who?
Yeah.
No, this is the group that Guess Who, not the Guess Who. It is the Guess Who.
Oh, I was getting ready for a contest.
Really? We have to get a winner in our limerick contest, by the way, too. All right, so we have Simon and Garfunkel at 5, Beatles at 4, Ides of March, number 3, Jackson 5, 2, and the Guess Who, the American Woman, were number 1 during this week musically. Pop music from this week in 1970, here to emote and emit some of the things that were going on in your life. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 28 FBR.
This reminds me of Mom.
Sweet bunny, boat like a bird on the wing, under the sail.
The song tells the story of a Scottish prince, and I love its images. Loud winds, roaring waves, and a little boat aiming for shore. When I was little, my mom sang it to me at bedtime. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Years later, Mom and I visited the place where the prince was sailing to, and we sang the song again, and it warmed us up under Scotland's September sun. Now I sing Sweet Bonny Boat to my granddaughter, who loves it too. There's something really special about a thing that sparks a person's memory so deeply. My grandmother is near me when I paint, my dad when I go camping.
Sweet bunny boat like the bird.
So yesterday on Mother's Day, I sang, because when I do, it makes me feel my mother's nearby. And in June, my tent for a time will shelter my father's memory. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
The waves roar.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist, thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Story coming up. Jennifer, Roberta, Kenny, Richie, and I going to visit with our friends, the Chinese. Crank it up, Richie! How's my clap, Roberta?
There's 900 million on the you can get the clap, I'll tell you that much.
You can never be in the rhythm section for the Funk Brothers.
The Funk Brothers. Hi. There's a lady who's on the finance committee at town meeting. Her name is Betty Funk. Here in Framingham. Been around for a while. I don't know if she's in the funk or whatever. The Chinese government let out the word over the weekend of a big plan to connect Beijing with Washington. Now, how's that going to happen? There are all kinds of telecommunications connections, flights every day from Washington to Beijing. How about an 8,000-mile railroad? People say, wait a minute, how are you going to get from China to Washington?
The Chinese are good at railroads, though. Didn't they build our system here?
Yeah, the coolie labor did, that's for sure. Okay.
Oh, that's politically correct.
What, coolie labor?
Yeah.
That's what it was called, is coolie labor. What do you want me to call it? You want me to, what's the politically, Chinese laborers? They call
Asian,
them coolies.
Asian.
Oh, Asian labor, right.
Yeah, that's
I don't know that in 1868 to 1894 they were too interested in being politically correct. Anyway, according to details of the plan published by the Chinese state media over the weekend, the rail link will traverse Russian Siberia, then it will plunge under the Bering Sea.
Ooh.
That's what separates North America from Asia. 125 miles under the, there's no land mass for about 125 miles. So the tunnel is 125 miles. Then it continues through Alaska and Canada and gets to the United States. This has been proposed before, but engineering wasn't then where it is now. The Bering Sea bridges and tunnels are on the drawing room at the right. And they used to throw them on. We can't do this. That's what they would say. Now, not so fast, says Dr. Alan Zaremski, director of the Railroad Engineering and Safety Program at the University of Delaware. We've been in consult with the Chinese. We built tunnels that are 25% of that length. We constantly are breaking our records. It's going to be an engineering feat, but it can be done. According to the preliminary details released about the project, passenger trains would travel along the route at 220 miles an hour, meaning the Beijing to Washington trip would take about 2 days to complete. Nonstop flights between Beijing and Washington take about 14 hours. The cost is $1,500 round trip. The cost of this rail, well, at this point, how are they going to know? They say it would be about half as much, but how do they know that? Because they don't know what really will, what all of the expenses are going to be. But I think it's fascinating to contemplate things like this. These things always grab me. I think that there is something about this, Mary, it's the romance of being on a train for a couple of days, whatever it is, this kind of travel.
Going down to the sea on a train.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, there have been a lot of discussions, and they figure that the real money is to be made on freight because it is so expensive, and this is where the two and two makes four. The freight charges to put items on a 747 and have them fly from Beijing to Washington are extraordinarily expensive. And because they can put a lot of goods, they put them on container ships. How long does it take to go from China to the West Coast? About 10 days? 2 weeks in a ship? Right? That's how most of the goods that come from China get to America. So they want to speed that up. So they'll they can't bring all of it, but the expense of putting it on a plane versus putting it on a jet, it's kind of like FedEx. You can pay $29 to get it delivered overnight, or you pay $14 to get it delivered in 2 days. That's the difference. So this is what they're really leading to, it would seem to me. Would you ride in a train from Washington to Beijing at 220 miles an hour, if it took 2 days to do it? I sure as heck would. And it cost you $750, $800 to do it? Absolutely. What a great trip.
Yeah.
It actually would be fun.
It would be fun.
We should all do it when we build it.
Yeah. It'd be the first one. Meanwhile, Sir Richard Branson says he's coming up with a plane that will go supersonic and get you from Washington to Beijing in an hour.
That would also be fun.
So, okay, what's the choice? Go on a slow boat to China. Wow. Takes.
That's what my grandma used to always call slow drivers. Yeah. On a slow boat to China.
Yeah, slow boat to China.
Depends who you're with.
Yeah. Oh, Roberta, isn't she romantic?
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, so that's the news from China. Update on the discussion that we've been having this morning about the Pelletier family. You've heard the story. If you haven't heard the story about this young 15-year-old who's dying, basically, at the hands of the state of Massachusetts, came from a small town in Connecticut to get better treatment for this rare disease that apparently is neurological and manifests itself as sort of being a mental disorder. The parents were accused of abusing the child, taken away a year ago, hasn't been in their protective custody, but rather a ward of the state of Massachusetts since then. So these arrogant SOBs here, last Friday, the governor of Massachusetts, who is a useless, ugh, what a horrible governor. Anyway, he consented, listen to this, he was confronted by protests outside his office. So he consented to a meeting between the Secretary of Health and Human Services here in Massachusetts and the spokesperson, or the, I guess the, not the spokesperson, but, well, he has been the spokesperson, the minister for the family, Reverend Patrick Mahoney, has been speaking for the family of Justina, the mother and the father. And they got together with the secretary over the state's proposal to have Massachusetts retain custody, even though they're going to transfer this girl to a facility in Connecticut. But Massachusetts, the only way they'll do that is if Massachusetts retains custody, the parents still don't have custody of her. So they'll go through the courts in Massachusetts to consider at a future date whether to return her to her parents and her home. Meanwhile, this girl is dying. There is no direct route to reunification for Justina, said a statement from the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. The family believes that for Justina to be sent to another lockdown psych ward would be devastating to her. She's been confined without being able to get out of a room for 15 months. It's just, if you get into this and understand...
How did this even happen for so long? I mean, how did they even let this go on for 5 minutes, much less?
They've been to every court, and every court sides with the state of Massachusetts, citing the father's erratic behavior. Meanwhile, there's nobody that's close to the family that says these people are anything other than very interested in protecting their daughter, and they become very vocal about it. And so the judges consider the actions of the family to be against the daughter's best wishes, against the best interest. So they keep turning down the petitions, and that's why all the protests over the weekend, there have been protests for ages here in downtown Framingham where this girl is. At the hospital.
No, I just read that the Pelletiers, the parents, believe that she suffers from something called mitochondrial disease, which is a rare genetic muscle-wasting illness, but the Boston Children's Hospital doctors say she has a mental condition called somatoform disorder, which is a stress-related mental illness where people imagine they are ill.
Right, which is why they were fighting, because they were saying that even in custody, like they were thinking that if they took her out of the family's custody, she would improve, but instead she's
getting worse.
She's getting worse.
Much worse.
So the doctors say that it's all in her head. The family's saying no, she actually has a really rare
take a look
disease.
At the pictures of this girl, the video of this girl. You tell me you think it's all in her head.
Yeah. And if it was all, let's say that there was a mental component to it, wouldn't being with her family be better than having her taken away
from
her family?
One with common sense would draw that conclusion, yes. However, since when does government have any common sense? Here's another example of that, by the way. You heard the story about this 90-year-old guy who admitted that he drove loads of cocaine into Michigan for a Mexican drug group, got a 3-year prison sentence. He's 90 years old.
Why was he driving cocaine somewhere?
Because he didn't have any money. He has the
that's a great TV show. You know, Breaking Bad's over. There you go.
Yep. He had no money. He couldn't live. No more pension, no more anything. Nothing. He had nothing. So these guys got a hold of him and said, we've got drugs that need to be driven across the border. So he went down in his car, picked up the drugs, and came back across the border and got caught. 90 years old. He gets 3 years in prison. Is that... Who's going to be deterred from doing this by seeing this 90-year-old guy get 3 years in the slammer?
He will be.
He'll be what, Richie?
Deterred from doing it again.
Yeah, right. Is that good enough? He gets now free. He gets 3 squares a day now, at least. He's got some
place to live.
Right.
That's right.
So maybe he's better off. Could that be it? Amazing, isn't it? Oof, what things go on.
You let people go just because of their circumstances and their age. I mean,
yeah.
What do you do?
Number of those who bike to work up 61% in the last 10 years. Want me to repeat that? The number of Americans biking to work up 61%.
You can afford to buy gas. I mean,
that's part of it. Part of
also,
it is
how about
people,
you know, programs like City Bike that actually make bikes available to people?
Explain that, because I don't know. Explain how that program works.
Well, City Bikes is you buy a membership. It's about $95 or $100 a year, and you get access to all of these bicycles around New York City. I mean, you can't go 2-3 blocks without seeing a whole row of these locked-up bicycles.
It's here in D.C. too.
I'm sorry?
It's here in D.C. too.
You just swipe a card, and you're allowed, I think, 45 minutes on each bicycle to get to where you have to go.
So you drop them in one place, then you get another one at another place and move it around?
Yep. You can just drop them off, pick them up, drop them off, pick them up. And you can also, if you don't want to buy the yearly, you can buy a daily or a
weekly.
What
does it cost?
It's $95 a year.
Wow. That's a good story.
Which is cheaper than buying a bicycle of your own. You don't have to maintain it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to lock it up, because you just bring it back into the bike lock area for a City Bike, and it automatically locks it up for you.
Yep. All right. That's a
pretty
good story.
Cool idea. Give people bikes, they'll ride them.
Yes. Correctamundo. Let's have some good news about the weather and your appearance. Summer, right around the corner. Summer, reclaim that stronger, healthier head of hair. Opportunity is now when you do take yourself out into the pool. Hopefully we'll get into the pool in the next few weeks. Go out swimming on your vacation. If you're still losing your hair and it shows, wouldn't you like to fix that problem? If you've woken up this morning and found pillow covered with hair, then you need to call 800-525-8319 to stop that by using Provia, which is the first ever natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix. It's proven to work on the causes of hair thinning. It cleanses the pores, allows the pores to open up, and the hair that's under your scalp, the follicles, start growing again. Little fuzz, then it keeps growing. You will be happy. You'll take the Provia, use it, and then keep going back to it because the hair keeps coming back. Women, men, treated hair, colored hair, great results no matter what your circumstance, because the problem is the same. Cheap shampoos plug up the pores. You need to cleanse them, and that's what Provia is all about. 800-525-8319. Why don't you call now? And mention Doug Steffen. Express shipping would be yours free. Provia, get the hair back before you're out swimming and out in the summer sunshine. 800-525-8319. Pretty compelling message, don't you think? 800-525-8319.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on specially marked displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Safe responsibly.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
A 45-year-old man living in Minnesota arrested over the weekend, charged with immigration fraud for failing to disclose crimes he committed in Bosnia during the conflict there in the 1990s. His name was Zedno Jasica, accused of taking out some Bosnian Serbs. So he was caught. Isn't that interesting? The long arm of the law.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I think this song has all kinds of different meanings this time around.
Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers.
Oh, wait, flowers. So flowers for Mother's Day. Musically, as we get into movie moments, here's the song that came from the movie of the same name, Tom Jones singing What's New Pussycat. Burt Bacharach got his first Oscar nomination for this song in 1966. He wrote the song. Yep. Burt is 86 today. Burt Bacharach, responsible for lots and lots and lots and lots of good pop hit music. What's New Pussycat? What do you remember about that movie, Chuck Curry, who's our movie man here? What do you remember about What's New Pussycat?
It's been so long. I probably saw it in the theaters when it came out.
Yep.
In the 1970s, right?
Yeah, 70s. Yep.
Yeah. Barbara Streisand was a pretty hot property at that time, no doubt about it.
Well, you don't think she's still a hot property?
A hot property? I'm talking about the box office.
Lukewarm, Dougie.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little chilly.
Not as hot as it used to be.
With you, Richie, that's for sure.
Well,
all right. So we have
seller in a theater.
Movie moments.
It's only been five years.
Was 100 years ago.
No. She was the mother in...
And Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers.
Right, yeah. Exactly. All right, anyway. Chuck has got more important fish to fry here. He's got the results of the box office totals for the weekend coming right up here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, but they're more like
surprise
points because they're only good till May 14th. You can use
surprise
points at Kmart or Sears towards your qualifying purchases, like new spring dresses for a
surprise
stroll through the park, or a new grill for a
surprise
barbecue. Pretty surprising, isn't it? Kmart and Sears surprise points are valid now through May 14th. Hurry and check ShopYourWay.com to see your surprise points and shop today. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Chuck Curry, our movie man here on the Good Day program, with the results of box office success stories over the weekend. Chucker?
It was Neighbors that Rule the Roost, Doug. The frat house versus parents comedy did a whopping $51 million in business. That is a huge opening for an R-rated comedy, and really solidifies the career of Seth Rogen, who's had his ups and downs at the box office. But when you do, you know, when you produce a movie and co-write a movie that makes $51 million and is rated R this opening weekend, you're on top of the game. It's Seth Rogen, Zac Efron, and Rose Byrne. I must say I enjoyed it. I know this is a polarizing film and not for all tastes. But I liked it. I had a lot of entertainment value. And actress Rose Byrne, who is in Bridesmaids, I think does the best work and is outstanding in this film. If you like this type of movie, I recommend it. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 plays second, $37 million, $148 million, 2 weeks of release. I'll say this. I enjoyed it. This is another movie that's getting very split reaction among the general public. Sony needs to come up with a great storyline for a third entry to get fans in the seats, because these expensive movies and $148 million in 2 weeks is only so-so. The Other Woman with Cameron Diaz placed third. Solid $61 million in 3 weeks of release, $9 million over the weekend. Heaven is for Real continues to do very well, $7 million. $75 million so far on a $12 million budget. And wow. Captain America 2 round out the top five, $5.6 million,
$245 million. So how much of all these God movies that are around, the one with Kevin Sorbet, or what's his name?
Well, look, in the industry, they're categorized as Christian-themed
right.
movies. They've done well.
What's his name?
A lot more.
Sorbet. Sorbet is dessert.
You know, the ice cream actor.
Kevin Sorbo. That movie is
probably cleansing guy.
God is not dead.
And well, but at least cost nothing to make.
Kevin Sorbo starred in a movie that made $50 million. I wouldn't believe it.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can tell by looking, even at the trailers, this thing was cheap to make.
And his cousin Evan Sherbert.
I like his soft serve better.
I hear they have a Rocky Road coming.
Okay,
up,
you guys, don't overplay your parts. So I call him Kevin Sorbet. What's the big deal? All right, Chucker.
Fancy.
Good job. Thank you.
Can't wait to do ice cream on the farm.
59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.